Unlikely Yet Perfect by Jennifer Waddle, read by Ellie Johnson. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. Matthew 1:5-6. I've never been one to dig deep into my own family's genealogy. It's not because I don't find it interesting. In fact, the few things I do know about my heritage is fascinating to me. But there's one genealogy that captures my attention every time I read it, the genealogy of Jesus. For amidst the ordinary and not so ordinary names, there's mention of a woman who probably never dreamed she'd be included in the Messiah's family line. Her name is Rahab. Rahab is described in the Old Testament book of Joshua as a harlot or a prostitute, depending on the version of the Bible you read. However, her way of life changed drastically the day she decided to hide two Israelite spies. Through divine inspiration, she knew the men had been sent by God to search her hometown of Jericho, and she helped them escape the king's men by hiding them on the roof underneath stalks of flax, Joshua 2:6. The remarkable thing about Rahab's actions was that they were carried out from an unlikely perspective of faith. You see, she had heard of God's miraculous ways, how he had dried up the Red Sea and led the Israelites on dry land. She had heard of the Israelites' victories as they conquered mighty kings and took over entire provinces. And with that knowledge, a seed of faith was planted in her heart. Remarkably, she believed and feared what she'd heard about the God of the Israelites. In her own words, she said, "For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath," Joshua 2:11. Through her faithful acts of bravery, she and her family were miraculously spared the destruction of the wall of Jericho in which they lived. Afterward, she went on to marry Salmon, who was in the direct lineage of King David. And 28 generations later, Jesus Christ was born to Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem. The genealogy of the Savior is the perfect example of how God sometimes chooses the most unlikely people to be instrumental in his purpose. For he looks at the heart, and not at the outward appearance, 1 Samuel 16:7. He chooses the weak to be symbols of his strength, and he calls unlikely people to carry out his perfect will. If genealogies and family histories are fascinating to you, consider looking deeper into Jesus' timeline. As you read the ordinary, not-so-ordinary names, you'll find that the Bible is full of surprises that will take you on a journey of remarkable discovery. You'll also see how God can use the most unlikely of people to perform his perfect plan for mankind.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.